Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters. And all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Yes, well, my brothers and my sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High that we are back again for another episode, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministry. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, directly has he told me. Tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, and to deny, and to pervert to silence. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know something. It's imperative that you know this. We all should be aware. According to Acts 3:18 through 23, Messiah surely comes for the restitution, the regathering, the remembrance, the restoration of all things according to all the Most High has spoken by mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And it is written, my brothers and sisters, that whoever will not hearken to that perfect testimony will be cut off from amongst the people. Be not deceived, my brothers and sisters. Please be aware. Messiah will judge mankind according to all that Yah, even by his spirit, the holy prophet spoke for the remembrance of divine righteousness since this world began. If we understand the scriptures and understand them well, there's a reason why Messiah said at Micah 5:14-24 to a people who are commissioned to be a light, a pure, perfect, and invariant light of truth to all the nations. He said, my brothers and sisters, and we have to understand this, no people divided, my brothers and sisters, can be that perfect and invariant light. 47,000 diverse denominations across 280 nations that exist in this world cannot be, I said, cannot be light to the nations, cannot be the example of peace. And we must know, my brothers and sisters, I said, we must know that no manner of imperfect standard can in any way be a covenant unto the regathering of our people in agreement unto divine peace. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, no manner of partial standard is a covenant with Yah. When we read the scriptures that tell us that Yah is one, it is because we need the reference point that He is beyond all the diversities of man to be made one. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, that faith in the Most High, I said faith in the Most High, must be faithfulness unto the will of one. In the book of Romans, my brothers and sisters, we find the error not only of one, some might want to look at it and say only Israel, but is the error of the whole world. In Romans 9:26, we find the scripture saying that Israel had a great zeal for Yah. Or let's just say Israel, in that scripture, we're going to continue. It says that Israel had the law, but did not seek it by faith. My brothers and sisters, it is a fall from faith whenever men believe in a multitude of diverse standards that are not true to the will of one. 47,000 denominations are not faith unto the will of one. Israel had the law indeed, but many sought it, my brothers and sisters, within the constraints of various rulers, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots, Essenes. My brothers and sisters, even the various standards that may have been taught while Israel was scattered amongst the various nations under other rulers. We must understand, the book of Jacob tells us that though we might be scattered among all nations, Most High will accept none of these constraints. He still wants of us a perfect work, one unto Himself. If we lack that discretion, we are warned that we must seek and ask not of men, but Him. If any man be double-minded, believing that the partialities of the multitude of diversitudes of men, not that even think you receive anything from the Most High. In other words, if he petitions for discretion, how can a man, my brothers and sisters, come to discretion being double-minded? How can a man come to perfect discretion trusting the designs and will of another? How shall a man ask for the Holy Spirit and still that the Holy Spirit that teaches all things and still seek to teach the designs and desires, even the message of another? A partial testimony, my brothers and sisters, after which men become prideful, arrogant, and ignorant. A partial standard after which men are divided after ill visions, divisions against divine vision, cannot be a covenant with the Most High. We have to be much wiser, my brothers and sisters, to understand what the scriptures really mean when it said Israel had the law but did not seek it by faith. The nations today, my brothers and sisters, many say that they keep the word of the Most High. They say they keep the Torah. They say they keep the law. They say they keep the covenant of the Most High. But I will tell you now, and there's no debate, I repeat, there's no debate about this. My brothers and sisters, it is not faithful unto the will of one that men have trusted to believe that they discern the righteousness of the scriptures after the diverse ideals of the many, who I can prove without a shadow of a doubt, compromise the word of the Most High, treacherous against the fullness of the promise. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, I dare say to you that no man can be confirmed, counted stable. No man, my brothers and sisters, is worthy unto the seal of the living Yah. No man, my brothers and sisters, can be saved, made whole. No man can be made complete without the manner of truth that I often speak about upon this show. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, that you must understand. I repeat, you must understand. Most High told me, till we are one, we are not saved. Meaning until we are whole, till we are complete, purged, pure, beyond all the misconceits and partial standards and hasty conclusions of men, we are not saved. When he said, watch out for false prophets, it means watch out for those who will never tell you the whole testimony and leave you to presume so much far out of line. A false prophet is one who will never tell the whole truth. If we consider 2 Peter 1:10-11, it talks about being very diligent to be found worthy. It talks about how a sure word of prophecy should be considered, a whole word of prophecy should be considered a light in the midst of the darkness. In other words, a pure, perfect word, seeking a pure, perfect word, should be what's necessary to see beyond all the obscurity and the blindness that has caused men to be arrogant and ignorant. And he said we must be diligent then, my brothers and sisters, for the words of a prophet, not always contained in his own book, it's not according to private interpretation. All the prophets spoke by the Spirit of the Most High that was in them. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. There's a reason why the Apostle Kephas, they call Peter, said. In fact, he admonished the early church to be diligent, that we should continue to strive for the exceeding truth to the morning star, one who's called sunrise, the Kurti, become a reality in our hearts. The truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, we were warned that false prophets would seek to turn men aside from the full surety of the word. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, there have arisen, surely, damnable heresies, divisive doctrines against the pure, perfect truth amongst us. But my brothers and sisters, no man knows how to discern beyond the false prophets till he discerns, my brothers and sisters, the truth. In fact, my brothers and sisters, no man knows how to discern a false or robber prophet till he discerns the truth that he should have had. And for this purpose, my brothers and sisters, I speak to you on this show. Romans 9:26, Israel had the law but did not seek it entirely by faith. Did not seek beyond the misconceits of man. Israel was forewarned. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one, meaning that we all must seek him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, for the fullness of all that his will, or all that is his will, that none be left lacking. This is the love we should have for the perfect knowledge, primacy, and majesty of the One Most High. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? We look around us and we see leaders who are more concerned about their personal institutions than they are concerned for what is necessary to regather our people as one. And a people, my brothers and sisters, more concerned about their pastors who tell them there's so much Bible truth is apparently, they say, or by their negligence declare unnecessary, even resisting the great truth. So they trust in those who flatter them. Never to realize, my brothers and sisters, that by their negligence and indiligence, they indeed have been derelict in duty. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, robbers against the hope of a people made one. But you need, my brothers and sisters, trust me when I tell you this. Rulers who will not tell you the whole truth are a breaking of the law, a forgetting, blasphemous, denial against the covenant. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture talks about not being under sin, it's also about the idea about being subject to him who declares and even grants access to a pure and perfect law unto peace and order. To be under sin, my brothers and sisters, is also to be under those who divide our people against the perfect will of one. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. And there's a reason why he said it, my brothers and sisters, is because none of your leaders have taught to teach fully all that was foreordained. He said, I think not that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I came, ultimately, he said, to teach it fully. He said, if any man seek to deceive his brother, not to perceive what needs to be received, such a one is guilty unto hellfire. Again, he said, your righteousness must exceed all your leaders. He said that the world must be converted according to all that he has declared, because none of the standards tainted after this worldliness was ever to be signed and sealed as a covenant word of the Most High. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High signs no covenant, no word, no contract that he did not write. Blessed are they who will be found having his law upon their minds and hearts. No conceits of the nations. Breach the covenant that is related in Jeremiah, Jeremiah 30-31, and blessed are they who will understand. Scripture then go on. I was talking about Romans, my brothers and sisters. I'm trying to make this an easy consensus so we can move forward. The scriptures go on and talk about how Shaul said, my greatest desire for Israel is that they how about deliver from every misconceit? Messiah comes to remove all ungodliness, all false doctrine from the midst of his people, to remove the obstacles that they might seek the greater truth. In effect, what Shaul was speaking was the Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. His greatest desire for Israel is the Shema, the utmost command of all, according to Messiah himself. In Mark 12:29-31. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. This is the greatest commandment of all. We must all seek him perfectly unto the fullness of his will. That we all be one. And if any man does not have this desire and will seek to create his own institutionality, such a man is a curse against the awakening of our people. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Deuteronomy 6:4-6 relates the same. If we really understand it, Exodus 20:1-7-11, that we declare we should have no other God, no other king, relates to the fact, my brothers and sisters, that his standard, the standard of the Most High, is not divided after the varying misconceits of man. The Most High will not be destabilized after any of the misconceits of man. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, I said we need to truly understand what it means when the scripture says that Yah is one. It means that he is the reference point for which we must find reverence dutifully unto the will of one. There's only one salvation and one Savior. And I want to also talk about Isaiah 45, where it says, one will come forth saying, look to me, all the ends of the earth, for I alone am a just one and a Savior. Draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. My brothers and sisters, many have believed they could come and draw near to the Most High and forget the one that the Most High has appointed, that all who might be drawn unto him might again know Yah as he is. My brothers and sisters, there's only one standard unto salvation, and the Most High has admonished man to know as the plan of salvation, the plan to make man whole. The Most High has always planned that and always said that he would make a man whole. That unto him, because he will be and is the first in the latter days to restore the covenant. Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. All my brothers and sisters, we must understand what the scriptures really mean. It says, Yeshua is Lord unto of Yahweh's Father. Therefore unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. To my Philippians 2:9-13. And we must understand that it is Yah, that we need him to do any good, pure, perfect work. True unto the purposes of Yah and all its intents. Romans 10, my brothers and sisters, again, the scriptures relate Shaul's words. Israel has a great zeal. The people have had a great zeal for Yah, but not for full discretion. Many have been content after partial standards, by no means unto the Most High wholly acceptable. Just go on, my brothers and sisters, and tell us that the words that Moshe spoke always, if we really understand it, my brothers and sisters, the words that Moshe spoke were always unto their doing, unto life. But my brothers and sisters, we need far more than a written word. In fact, we need far more than just the word, the speech of a man. We need the Spirit of the Most High that we might comprehend the word rightly and convey it with integrity. But many of those, my brothers and sisters, who have not fully considered this, I said many of those who have not considered this and have just trusted whatever the shallow-mindedness of their carnality has called good and dared to call it wise. Proverbs 16:25, 14:12. Many other ways that seem right, seem righteous, seem complete, seem sufficient unto men, but the end thereof is death. Many other false prophets, my brothers and sisters, who never taught the whole word, who lead men upon paths, my brothers and sisters, never complete unto reaching the goal. Broad is the road that leads to destruction, that falls short, and narrow, straight, not crooked at all, my brothers and sisters, not misleading in any way, that leads to eternal life, that leads into access to a word of conscience beyond all worldly contradictions. And the scriptures tell us in Joel, relative to the scriptures in Romans, in the 10th chapter, my brothers and sisters, it says it's come to pass in the last days that all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be saved. And in Jerusalem shall be deliverance unto the remnant whom the Most High has called. They broke the scrolls there. Look at Joel 2:32. But it's something imperative to be understood about that verse. The scripture says it's come to pass in the last days that all those who call on the name of the Most High shall be saved. Blessed are they who will understand Isaiah 62:2, Revelation 2:17, Revelation 3:12. They will understand Revelation 19:11-21. The scripture says Messiah will come with a new name that the Most High in the latter days shall name. Isaiah 49 says he will come saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name to bring back his people and even to declare what is salvation, deliverance from every lie. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, all are liars till they learn how not to. As the scripture says, the Most High has called them by name. In harmony with the Most High, to be a salvation, the making whole of humanity, true unto the will of one, even to the ends of the earth. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that sounds very reminiscent to Isaiah 45:6. That all shall know the Most High, to revere him as he is from the rising sun to the west, or the rising of the sun and in the west. Something imperative to be understood about this. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, man has so corruptly misconceived everything that he's associated with, what he thought was a title or name unto the Most High. That, trust me, my brothers and sisters, there must be a conversion even unto the revelation and discerning of Messiah's new name. Revelation 2:17. Revelation 3:12. Isaiah 62:2. For only those, my brothers and sisters, prepared to be baptized and converted after the truth of that name beyond all the international Jesuses, Yeshuas, international, after people's various denominations and personal ideas, only those who are baptized beyond all these miscreant partial standards will overcome the mark of the beast nations, or the standards of those who refuse to seek reasoning as one because they have personal agendas. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. It's imperative that you know this. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, when I talk about Messiah coming, saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations, Isaiah 49, because the people are sworn by his name, but not in truth and unto all righteousness. It's imperative that you check out the article on my website, one called at hiddengospel.com, called Prophetic Proof another called Heritage Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation, another one called The Gospel of Shiloh, another one called The Secret City Prophecies. All these are hiddengospel.com. It's imperative that you know these things. No soul is made whole, no soul is confirmed true unto all that is dutiful, unto the full manifestation of all the Most High declared. No one is found truly cooperative, willing and in heart, unto the fullness of all that is divine will, without these truths. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, what is the restoration and renewing of the covenant will not be subdivided after the misconceits of man. We were warned in advance, my brothers and sisters, like the Most High told me, what he has spoken, it is illegal to forget. Isaiah 48 says that man has forgotten and not kept, not preserved, not guarded to maintain the truth of his covenant. Messiah said he is the way, but he told folks that if they didn't guard the truth of that way, there are deceivers who would take it away, who would corrupt the word so it's no longer the word of Yah. And man would lose the way. Yah so loved the world that he gave man an indiscriminate mankind the gift of a king that would teach all things, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, the word beyond all worldly contradictions is life. Conscience beyond all contradiction, my brothers and sisters, is the word of peace. And until we are vessels for that word, we all fall short. Amen, my brothers and sisters, it's an imperative that you know. In Joel 2:32, as it's related, what is it, Romans 10:12? It said, not all have heard the preaching. After this, it says, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have discerned that new name, or even he who carries it, that all might be regathered unto peace. So the scriptures go on and tell us that not all have heard to preach, obey the truth of the gospel. One scripture says, our Lord who has believed our report. Scripture says, kings shall shut their mouths because of him at Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had, the people had not considered, and the rulers had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who is prepared to believe a report that the rulers did not speak? My brothers and sisters, the scripture therefore says faith does not come after the variant rulerships of men creating debate and doubt, arguments after personal contentions. Unto one, it's not after the debates and doubts of men. Faith comes by hearing, and it means direct ultimate hearing. So that word there means an inspired word, an inspired understanding. Even inspiration after the debar, the thoughts of the Most High. Faith comes by hearing directly the very thoughts, the mind of Yah. And the scriptures tell us also in 1 Corinthians 2:16-3:4. If there be any strife and divisions amongst us, it's because men still function as carnal men, having not the mind of Yah. For 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, in the name of the Most High, unto his honor, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions amongst us. Anything less does not honor the will of him who is one. For to say that a multitude of diverse standards is unto divine honor is contradictions and blasphemous insult against the will of one. And anyone who can believe, that a multitude of diverse standards is the work, the will of one. Oh, my brothers and sisters, anyone who can believe such a thing, sadly, I will tell you, is not and cannot be a true disciple unto the one Most High. So you must understand what the book of Romans admonished. In the book of Romans, with Shaul, the apostle, admonished unto the people. When he said also at 11:25-27 of Romans, he said, I'm desirous, my brethren, you should know this mystery. lest you become wise or think yourself wise after your own, how about shallow misconceits? We said concerning ancient Israel under the scribes, Pharisees, zealots, and Essenes. He said they had a great zeal for Yah, but not for full. How about pure, perfect understanding? A multitude of partial standards can't be perfect, and pure cannot be full discretion. He said, my brothers and sisters, I'm desirous, my brethren, that you should know this mystery. The Gentiles become wise after their partial conceits. You have to remember these were people who were converting that needed the admonishment of an apostle who Most High had put his law, his epistles upon his mind and heart. Scripture's talking about how can they, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. The prophets did not get their message from the priests. The prophets were called to speak when the priests and the kings got out of line. To speak the exceeding words, the rulers were not. And blessed are those who understand this. It must be understood, my brothers and sisters. Because Messiah himself comes as a spiritual restorer of the covenant, heir of the missing keys that no man can live without. That is written. Unto him whom the Most High removes every crooked path, that every knee shall bow and confess allegiance, because the Most High, my brothers and sisters, indeed has anointed and led him for the express purpose, according to Isaiah 50:10-11. Morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the rebellious way. In fact, my brothers and sisters say the Most High has called him for the sake of those whose conscience had been wearied, that he should know how to declare a word to strengthen again a people filled with confusion, debate, and doubt, not discerning truthfully, my brothers and sisters, what is indeed the righteousness of Yah. And the scripture says the Messiah himself must be the first, as heir of righteousness, to discern what the nations have not. None can be healed. None can be made whole. None can be healed beyond all the afflictions of lies that this world has told after its variant status quo. No one can be sealed. No one can be confirmed true unto the Most High and the Most High alone. No one can receive the seal of the living Yah beyond all the standards that are the marks of the beastly nations. No one can be made whole. No one can be counted fully in all things trustworthy unto dutiful cause. None can be confirmed stable. None compelled unto all righteousness. My brothers and sisters, but those who know, Messiah will judge all mankind. According to all the prophets have spoken, even all of the rulers, dare not speak. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. They who believe in him, who come to restore all things, believe and are compelled to know they must seek full restoration and preparation for him who comes to preach what has been lacking. 1 Corinthians 4:5. We need to realize Shaul's words. He said that he's not a lord over men's faith. Men should realize that he does not judge himself. Therefore, he said that no man can be himself wise before the time, when Messiah himself comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to honor Yah. But this is what is said concerning Messiah, that he restore the reference point for reverence. And then shall every man know how to honor the Most High as he is. Blessed are they who will understand that. There's a reason why Messiah said, lest you believe and are prompted, you will, to believe that he is the one who brings again knowledge. Lest you believe that I am he, telling people they would fall short in their sins. In other words, never discerning. For that what is necessary to be called one with Yah. No one is fully compelled unto full conversion. who does not trust is the reference point for reverence. It's not after any testimony less or pluralized less that our Messiah himself comes to reveal. This we must prepare for. And those who don't know that, who actually believe that other standards might be called viable, and fatally flattered and deluded to believe themselves complete before the time and completely unprepared. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us, if we understand it, in Rome, well, how about Revelation? How about the book of Revelation in the third chapter? We find the admonishment of Messiah to church, even all the churches, if you will. 3:2 says, be watched and revived. Be renewed in the knowledge of the things that they still yet have that yet remain. In other words, of what you have that is righteousness. Revive it. Seek the Most High, that none of it be lost. He said, even revive the thing that you have left almost ready to die. In other words, many truths that they are nearly completely forgotten. Because he says, I have not found your works perfect. I found your thoughts, your doctrines, your beliefs, your deeds. I've not found them perfect, not found them complete in the sight of my Yah. So he says, remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. Return to me. If therefore you will not wake up, he says, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come upon you. All my brothers and sisters, Revelation 16:12, Messiah says at the time of the coming of the drying up of the rivers, is showing foolish to the various territorial misrule and constraints of carnal rulers who have conspired against the Most High, dividing the lands. At the time of the drying up of the rivers, Scripture talks about the preparing for the king. All my brothers and sisters, if we only understood well, and I had time to sit back and really go back through to you with you, Isaiah 40. Really, even all out to Isaiah 45, and talks, the scripture talks about before whom he would drive the rulers, the rivers, and prove all the rulers foolish. Isaiah 44:20-45:6. The scripture says there'll be a drying up of the rivers at the way of the king of the east. I said king of the east might be prepared. Blessed they who will understand who it is that had the title king of the east. I've talked about this many times on this show. The article, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, at HiddenGospel.com explains this, and blessed are they who will seek it. Well, the scripture says, there will be a drying up of the rivers, showing the rulers foolish to prepare for the great king. And he shall expose every unclean, partial spirit. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit teaches all things and brings all things to remembrance. Every unclean spirit leaves a door open for some manner of corruption and some manner of lie, and Messiah will come to expose them all. And that will be the fall of Babylon. In fact, the fall of every misrepresentation. For all those who had asked for the Spirit are duty-bound to speak all that the Most High will reveal. And this is what the rulers have not done, only to bring forth, my brothers and sisters, much dissension amongst the people, and people compelled to consider themselves complete before the time. I've actually flattered in service to those who constantly have robbed the people, telling them all that they need to know. And again, my brothers and sisters, your rulers have made the people, after fatal flattery, arrogant and ignorance. The people are proud of what little they have come to understand, proud of all manner of shallow-mindedness that cannot be a covenant with the Most High. My brothers and sisters, if every man is proud of his partial standards, when shall men be made whole? It's imperative we understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are really telling us. The scriptures say those who believe in his name also believe in his title, even his title of honor. But how many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to understand what a title of honor that the Most High has given portrays? What the Most High calls a man is what he must become. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Though they who would trust the Most High unto everlasting life, instead after the testimony of another, any lesser testimony, remain confusedly indiscriminate after mass misrepresentation, not prepared, my brothers and sisters, for what Messiah himself comes to reveal. When he says he comes suddenly as a thief in the night, it means he comes unexpectedly. And my brothers and sisters, blessed are those, they who know, that they must seek all that the Most High has declared to prepare for him who still yet declares what has been lacking. Knowing that Messiah comes in the latter days as the first to see all of the covenant that needs be seen, that men might prepare for him, having faith unto humble expectation, that they may be able to comprehend a word that is, and discern, in fact, a word that is wise. My brothers and sisters, it's imperative we know that the covenant of peace be safe and complete unto a strong foundation of which the kingdom should be established. Most High, in his appointed time, said he would send a prophet, even Messiah himself. Scripture said he must remain in heaven until he comes for the restitution of all things, that all things might be restored. Read Acts 3:18-23. And there is no conversion, no covenant restoration for the regathering of a righteous people under Yah, but by the full reconstitution of all the pure, perfect word of his seal, his identity, unto his honor and his promise. Beyond all compromise, the holy covenant of peace demands everyone must be converted fully unto all the Most High's decree. Only a pure, perfect standard can be the regathering of our people. Therefore, every partial standard of every nation and denomination on this earth has been a non-viable pretense, and that they all have been co-participant in damning schemes to disregard so much very powerful decrees and portents of the scripture. And my brothers and sisters, the articles that are mentioned in the intro to this show must be discerned to find out indeed what is missing. And count it blessed, my brothers and sisters, that you are now living in this time when these gracious truths shall be restored. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah, one who would belong to the kingdom, is like a woman who, the scripture said, had 10 coins and one was missing. She looked all over to try to find out where was that missing coin. And when she found it, she told all to rejoice with her. For she has sought and found that which was lost. My brothers and sisters, if we would seek to be justified through all the Most High has intended, we would not with disdain at the fact that it has been so long that these truths have not been, were not known. And many of these truths were lost, my brothers and sisters, because men would not seek the Most High fully with a great enough love. But the scripture said, though man, or the rulers of this world will seek to maintain their various constraints, the Most High still plan, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth that restoration. Yah so loved the world in its indiscriminate state that he sent it one to bring it beyond all confusion. But my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that though light has come, the reason why this world is still divided, despite the command to go forth and teach all nations everything, go forth and teach everyone all things, that all might be one. Rather than this, men have loved darkness, ignorance, less than the full standard, more than the light. And again, my brothers and sisters, I will tell you again that only a pure, perfect standard will be the regathering of our people beyond every illusion, beyond every argument wrought of ignorance. Our people cannot be regathered by any imperfect standard, or else there'd be something the Most High has declared that men would negate. The imperfect standard can be in agreement with the Most High. Men must know, they must agree with the Most High beyond all things. And everyone, my brothers and sisters, who would remain a flatterer of a fallen standard. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I want to tell you what the need is for redemption being and born of Yah rather than the misorientations of this world. But whoever would maintain a partial standard against the fullness of what the Most High has declared, his vow is not true unto Yah. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, he is just another face of the devil. For every man is a liar till he learns how not to. Many other ways, national, political, cultural, social, pseudo-religious, that seem right unto men. But the end thereof is death. And again, if we had the expectation of one who comes to restore all things that men have forgotten, knowing that all humanity would be found short of the mark in the latter days. Yes, read Isaiah 59:8. Way of peace men know not, means the way of completion they know not. Messiah comes then, therefore, to raise up a standard against the enemy who would not seek to do all things he declared. Read John 15:14. You are my friends if you do everything I have declared. My brothers and sisters, we knew to prepare for him who teaches all things that men have not considered. We know not to be staggered by any institution, but all who call upon the name of the Most High are obligated to seek the whole truth for the mutual good of all, beyond all institutionality. And your leaders have been more concerned about their institutions than the raising up of a people made one unto Yah are all damning devices, obsolete. Why? Because they do not seek the absolute. And whoever will not seek the absolute word of the Most High is obsolete, my brothers and sisters. In fact, never was viable for anyone who would ask the Most High for the gift of his spirit, his obligation to seek the whole truth. And whoever is after that spirit, my brothers and sisters, would not deny these greater words of the scriptures of which I speak. It is written, my brothers and sisters, in the latter days, you should know the difference between the righteous, those who desire all that is divine will, and those who do not. Being the righteous and the wicked are the lawless, who would not be lawful. You send them between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. It's important that you understand. Scripture says your righteous must exceed that of your rulers. That's why you said all the nations need to be converted. Taught everything he declares. You must be more complete in your sense of righteousness than all your rulers. Meaning you have to have faith and receive a direct call and revelation from the Most High. Your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers in their diverse, divisive, damning, cursed standard after false law. He said, else you should not enter the kingdom of Yah. For those who trust in the multitude of partial standards are still yet subject to the diversities and misadministrations of men. My brothers and sisters, all nations must be fully converted because none is agreement unto Messiah. None is agreement fully unto Yah, whose very name declares he is all and everything that he is. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures say the rulers will not be able to stand in the book of Malachi 2:16-3-4. But they all have been in so many ways treacherous in the law, declaring that every partial standard is somehow good in the sight of the Most High and that he delights in such. And Messiah will come to purge out the temple of all those who speak such false, foreign, foolish, polytheist standards, that he might restore unto the people pure standard, true unto the Most High. Righteousness as of old, pleasing as in former years. Revelation 6:7 says the leader is going to be running for cover, my brothers and sisters, saying who should be able to stand? Because the truth of the matter, they never taught all that was intended to be understood. Is he who comes already with the seal of the covenant. He called him the angel from the rising sun. He also translates as king of the east. You need to discern who that is. The scripture says he will teach again that fullness of a standard, that all might overcome the marks of the beast. He comes with the seal, the confirmation of the Most High, that all might overcome the standards of the nations. Sounds so much like Jeremiah 30-31. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who follow him might receive the seal of the living Yah, to be called the people of Yah, to be indeed, my brothers and sisters, truly called Israel. Isaiah 44, I talked about that on the last show. 44-45 talks about in the last days how many will call themselves Israel in the last days. But their standards will still be idols, idolatrous, partial, incomplete, unable to deliver themselves from the myriad of their misconceptions and partial standards, till Messiah comes to expose all these fallen standards to indeed, my brothers and sisters, as the shepherd of the Most High, to build again a temple true to the righteousness of Yah. But my brothers and sisters, there are many who have refused to know this. And your leaders have refused to know it, because if you did know it, you'd know that they are even now inviolable after every impure standard, simply for not having taught you these things. It's important that you know that. Very important that you know that. Psalms 19:7 says the law that converts the soul is perfect. Pure, perfect standard, my brothers and sisters, is utmost precious, and blessed are they who will understand that. But this world calls under grace, under favor, being left in ignorance, is only unclean, filthy lawlessness in disguise. The script says, not under the law, but under grace. It means not under the misrule of man, because the Most High has shown you a rule that is better by his favor. Yah so loved the world, he gave it a king to show man rule from on high, beyond all the misconceits and misrule of men. Are men so proud, after a multitude of partial standards, when no partial standard is going to subdivide the kingdom of Yah? It's because men have believed that partial standards and the lack of agreement is acceptable, that many have not been compelled to seek the whole truth. Think about what the Roman Empire did. They still maintained all their various kings as long as they were under a pope and told folks that their various cultural and social and political and national differences were somehow still wise. There was no covenant of peace unto the pure will of Yah in that. But my brothers and sisters, the nations of this world, the rulers of this world, conspired against the Most High too and against his anointed to preserve their variant cultures and myths, ideas of men who called themselves wise and allegiance institutions, keeping them born of this world and never knowing righteous orientation in the one Most High. Blessed as they will understand that doctor divinity degree that they offer. They take to any denomination like a chaplain's license to preach what they hear. And trust me, I've heard many of them say it. Whatever the people are willing to buy, they're willing to sell. They said it to me. I've had pastors tell me directly, it's not for them who are in their varying denominations that carry after this same doctor of divinity degree, that people take it and go to any denomination they will. I've had pastors tell me directly, it's not about what the Bible has to say. It says about them learning a profession. You should be wise and understand the difference between one whom the Most High calls and is disciplined to tell the truth and a mere hired speaker. Many will be shocked to realize that no imperfect standard is viable before Yah. Yet in having the gift of exceeding truth, today amongst us, all who have a heart true unto the Most High should be able to rejoice. Scriptures tell us that it is the Most High in his appointed time that he reveals again righteousness, that it might flow down like a mighty stream. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who understand what the scripture says. They who wait for him should renew their strength, meaning that those who are not compelled to wait for, but with trust in partial standards, have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary, renewed unto strength, made whole. Blessed are they who will understand this. All the world may have had the law, but they're not seeking beyond the rulers. The world has not been made in all things whole into the gospel. And blessed are they who will understand this. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! Check out that website that relates all these truths, my brothers and sisters, and so much more. And that I need to elaborate even more so upon this show, and I will be. Thank you. Check out that website and discern how you can become a constituent with the ministry the Most High has called indeed for the healing of his people. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, unto his might, in his praise and his honor always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Discern, my brothers and sisters, what I've said to you before. Whoever is not willing to seek the absolute has long been counted among the obsolete. For whoever will receive the Spirit of the Most High that teaches all things is obligated also to speak all things revealed. And those who would fatally flatter the people, dividing the people after any partial standard. Again, the book of Matthias says, your righteousness exceeds such as these. and seek the fulfillment of all, even the teaching of all that is divine will. Now she cannot enter the kingdom of Yah in any case. No argument. Because the kingdom of Yah is all that the Most High has declared, no less. And whoever would deceive his brother not to seek that fullness. Matthias 12:36 is also clear about this. Whoever would stifle his brother not to seek the fullness of the holy word is guilty under hellfire. The scripture says we'll give account for every foolish word he has spoken in the judgment. My brothers and sisters, the time to discern the truth is now. A dream must now be done.